We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartEight.org. Thank you for your support. StartEight, September 27th. If you're a super advanced civilization and you're running out of energy, there's a simple solution. Dismantle part of your planetary system to build megastructures around your star. Known as Dyson spheres, they'd gather most of the star's energy, giving you an almost limitless supply. A recent study has found possible evidence of them. Most or all of the candidate objects are likely to have natural origin, distant galaxies or clouds of debris around a star, but astronomers are following up just in case. The spheres wouldn't completely surround a star. Instead, they'd consist of many huge panels in separate orbits around the star. They'd emit heat, so they'd glow in the infrared. So astronomers have been looking for the right kind of infrared glow for years. In the recent study, a team scoured observations of about 5 million stars within 1,000 light-years of Earth. They'd used many filters to narrow the list, and they came up with 7 candidates. All of them are red dwarfs, stars that are much smaller, cooler, and fainter than the Sun. Such stars live a long time, long enough for a civilization to develop and grow, and surround the star with a Dyson sphere. 2 of the candidate stars are near the head of one of the fish of Pisces. The figure is low in the east at nightfall, to the left of the bright planet Saturn. The candidates are much too faint to see without a telescope. You can find more astronomy news in StartEight magazine. Subscription information at StartEight.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.